这最重要的东西就是主耶稣基督要我们所做的，在我们生命当中所做的，其实很重要的一个品格。
Even when Alvin talked to Anna,
即使是阿文对安娜说
just say, hey, Anna,
的话，就说安娜，你休息一下。
What do you call this?
你们会怎么说这个？
Right. Suppose Anna should interpret. He could have just sit down there, enjoy himself.
本来是应该 Anna,
Anna is no problem. She keep on doing this. She keep on doing this for years.
Anna 是没问题，她可以可能几年都没问题。
So what Alvin show is his loving kindness.to Anna, even a small thing, no thing, loving kindness is a big thing. God never say, even holding the door for someone from your heart.
虽然可能是一件小事的，是一件小事情。其实我们有的时候就是可能我们就是帮别人那个拉住门。
God will write it down in His record.
神都会把你们所做的都写下来，记录下来。
Or even you don't like your husband today, but you still cook the food.
就是就算你今天你不喜欢你的先生，你都为他做饭。
Your boss gave you a hard time, you still don't say nothing.
老板给你麻烦，但是你没有说什么，仍然。
Or your children give you a hard time, you still just bear with them.
或者你的孩子给你一些麻烦，你仍然忍耐。
That's called loving kindness.
这就叫做爱里面的一个恩慈。
In English, there's no such thing.
在英文里面是没有这样的东西。
Loving kindness in one word, English have only either love or kindness. But in original, the Hebrew and the Greek, loving kindness is one thing.
在爱在英文从英文的角度来看，这个语言来看，爱和恩慈这个没有什么分，就是看起来没有这么一回事的东西。在这个希腊文里面，它这个是两个是同一个意思，连到一起的。
You cannot express it in Hebrew because Hebrew in when we talk about God's love, unconditional love is called hesed.
在这个希伯来文里面也是没有这样概念，就是说。如果说这个无条件的爱呢，它叫做 hesed，
哦 hesed， is almost the same， okay，
hesed.
The Hebrew and the English
也是几乎一致的，
yeah， but English have no such word have loving kindness at the same time，
但是英文里面就没有一个爱，
and also
一个恩慈
in hesed that only loving kindness because God is love， love is kind is do something good to someone。
在希伯来文里面是爱就是恩慈，恩慈就是做一件什么
do something good
好的一些事情。
Do something good means you have to continue do that, you cannot say I do only one time.
做这个好事情呢，必须得持续的做了，不能只是说一次两次就算数的。
So what Anna has done for years for the church is faithfully continue to be an interpreter.
做了好几年了，做一个翻译。
So love means you continue to do something.
爱的意思就是你持续的做。
But we have a notion, okay, love, I just do it one thing. If I like it, I do it. I don't like it, I don't do it.
比如说我喜欢我就做，我不喜欢我不高兴我就不做。
But the Bible said you must continue to do that because that's a lifestyle.
但圣经是说你要持续的做。
That's why,
生命的一个。
That's why in Corinthians chapter 13, when it describes love, it's in present tense.
这是为什么在哥林多前书十三章里面讲的这个爱，它是一个持续的里面一个。
So we'll look at some Bible. The Bible when they talk about hesed.
圣经说讲了这个希伯来文那个 hesed，
就是 is in unconditional love，
是无条件的爱。
And unconditional love in Greek is agape.
无条件的爱在希腊文里面是无条件的爱。
When John say God is love, he used God is agape.
当就那个约翰说神是爱，他用这个爱是 agape.
And there's no such word in English. Agape means loving kindness and goodness, three things in one.
在英文里面就没有这样的一个词，就是爱、恩慈 and
goodness.
还有就是那个良善，这三个拼到一起。
Because God is when God is
才有那个
love means He will be kind to you.
神是爱，意思就是他有恩赐给我们。
And when he's kind, he'll do something good for you.
他有这个恩赐，他就会为你做一些好的事
情。And he do something good, he'll continue everlasting.
而且神
to do it for you.
做这个好的事情，他是持续的做这个好的事情。
So faithfulness means you continue to do something. You're really reliable. You can dependable. God is unfailing. It's same as Anna. Anna's unfailing.
神的这个他的信使呢，就是他是持续的，他是可以可靠的，就像安娜所做的。
She continue to be the interpreter, the translator,
翻译者
for years.
好几年。
How many years?
继续这样子做了多少年
？Maybe 10 years.
Anna 忘记。
It helps me from dementia.
Okay. Anna, can you? No. 他说可以帮助我，让我。
Maybe that's a little thing, but from God's perspective, that is serving your brother and sister.
但是从神的角度来看，这是好的。他是在服侍弟兄姐妹。
It's important because she have a family, she have children, she have to take care of the husband, she have to sleep, she have to wash the clothes.
他有家庭要照顾先生，照顾孩子，他自己也要睡觉。他现在是。
So,
全职等于是
God wants us to do what we can with what we have where you are.
所以神是希望我们能够做我们所能做的，我们有的。
We don't compare because you cannot compare. Each situation is different.
因为我们每个人都不太一样。
And also each maturity is different. Every person in the process becoming better, becoming worse.
我们每个人都在这个成长的过程当中，就是。
So God does not want us to compare. Because God wants you to do.Your best, you're responsible to God only.
神不是要我们要比较，但是我们就是做的是向着神来做的，是向他负责。
But at the same time, goodness means you have to know the truth of the Bible too. Goodness, another translation is the truth, truthfulness.
而且在这个希腊在这个圣经里面也是一个一个诚实在那里面。
So let's look at some Bible.
我们来看看圣经。
God has a plan for your life.
神在你的生命中有个计划。
You will ask what's the plan?
你会问是什么计划？
We always asking for God's plan.
我们常常问神你的计划是什么？
We know God already give you a major plan.
我们知道神其实已经给了我们
the most important plan.
重要的计划是最重要的计划。
To is to love unconditional hesed.
无条件的去爱，那个叫做 hesed。
Hesed means loving kindness, compassionate.At the same time, you must do good and faithfulness.
而且这个
continue to do that
就是持续的去爱，有恩慈，有这个怜悯。
Why do I say that? Because that's what the Bible teaching.
为什么这么说呢？因为这是圣经上讲的。
First, God has a plan for your life.
首先，神有在我们生命中有个计划。
The plan is to be like Him.
计划就是。让我们像他一样
Because we are children of God.
因为我们是神的儿女
In the fruit of Holy Spirit, the major in the middle is the kindness.
在这个这个圣灵的这个果子这个里面呢，爱是其中一个在最重要的
nine fruit of the Spirit, the middle is the kindness in its agape.
在这个九个这个圣灵的这个果子里面，这个爱呢，在这个中间就是那个恩慈。
Love means what? Means
爱是什么?
First thing is kindness.
第一个,
do good and continue to do that.
恩慈,
dependable.
美善的事,
trustworthy.
而且持续的去做, 成为是可靠的。
If you can do that, your life will be a success.
如果你能做得到的话, 你的生命会是非常有成就的一个。
But this is not the kind of love the world has.
但这个爱不是世界上的那种爱。
The people around you, if they are not Christian, they don't have this love.
在我们身边的那些人，他们如果不是基督徒，他们没有那种爱。
Because this is called agape love. This is not eros love.
因为这个爱呢，叫做 agape 的爱，不是 eros 的爱。
Agape love is a decision, is a choice you make any time.
Agape 爱呢
，you can choose it.
是你做这个选择，你就是确定的。
You make a decision today, even I don't feel good.
你今天做了这个决定，虽然你都觉得不舒服。
I still love the people around me.
我仍然去爱。
It's a decision. It's a commitment out of your will.
是个决定，是从你的意志上做了一个决定。
That's teaching of the Bible. You can choose to be loving, choose to be not loving.
圣经上所 教导我们的，你要选择
regardless of your mood, because the Holy Spirit in you already given you the spirit of love.
爱呢不可爱的，因为这个圣灵已经在我们里面，已经把这个爱给了我们。
Other people don't have that.
别的人没有。
The Bible in two major portion give us
圣经有两个重要的主要的地方。
And mentioned the Holy Spirit. The first one is Romans chapter 5:5.
提到，就是
and when you believe God, and the Holy Spirit pour out God's love into your heart.
其中一个就是罗马书第五章第五节里面讲的，就是说，如果你相信神的话，神把这个爱就浇灌在我。
You know what's pour out mean?
在你里面浇灌在里面。你知道那个倾倒的那个浇灌
？It's like 2 weeks ago, the snow pouring out into Vancouver.
就像两个星期前那个大雪一样，倾倒在这个温哥华城市里面。
When you absent-minded, when you put the water into a cup, you know you overflow. That's called pouring into.
一不小心那个水倒下来的时候，那个满意的那个效果就是这样。
Romans chapter 5:5. You don't have to read that. I'll read it to you.
第五章第五节啊。
After you believe Christ, when you have been justified through faith,
信主以后,
and God's love has been poured out into our heart through the Holy Spirit,
神通过圣灵浇灌在我们里面,
it's a gift of God.
爱, 这个爱是神的礼物.
Other people don't have that.
别人是没有的.
Because you cannot ask until you believe Christ and with your heart.And believe Jesus, then the Holy Spirit will send to you as a gift by the Holy Spirit.
圣灵就会给我们作为礼物。
The Holy Spirit go into you. That's why you can call Abba Father.
就圣灵进驻在我们里面，这样我们才有可能会称呼阿爸父。
You cannot buy it.
你买不到的。
Even the richest man in the world cannot buy it.
即使是世界上最有钱的人，他们也买不到的。
Because this is.A right to be the children of God, born of God.
这是神给我们这个权，这个特权，让我们可以。
So the first difference is the love between the Christian and the ordinary. The other people, they don't have the seed of love, the Holy Spirit in them.
因为别的人没有这样一个爱的一个种子。
They cannot love unconditionally.
他们不可能。
They cannot have
a 无条件去爱。
Agape love, impossible.
他们不可能会有这样的一个。
They may love 1, 2, 3, the fourth time they said that's it, that's my bottom line.
他可能是爱一次两次三次，这个算底线了。
But as a Christian, I tell you, God's love already poured into heart through the Holy Spirit. You can love.
但是基督徒呢，我们有神的灵，他的爱浇灌在我们里面。
The depth of God's love is so powerful, it becoming the major gift blessing for our life.
这个神的爱呢，有个极大的这个深度，它是给我们。的一个最重要的一个
Because you feel God's love.
因为你感觉到神的爱。
And then you, now you can give God's love.
然后你可以就爱，把爱给出去。
Luke chapter 6:37 even, the more you give, the more you receive.
路加福音第六章第三十一节就是说，你神给你的越多，你也给的越多。
You say, I don't know, how come I'm weak?
你可能会觉得说，不可能啊，我已经很软弱了。
Because you never really activate God's love, you never really just put into action.
因为你没有去启动这个爱，真正去行。
Or you don't even know there's a difference between your love, God's love, and other people's love.
你虽然你知道这个神的爱跟别人的爱之间的这个区别。
You know love is powerful.
你知道爱是很有力量的。
But you don't know you have God's love.
但是你并不知道你有了神的爱。
Actually, young people will know love is powerful.
其实
when we are getting older, we forget love is so powerful.
其实年轻人很知道这个爱有很大的力量。我们年纪大了，可能都忘记了。
It's like a death situation for some young people.
其实对于年轻人来说，甚至爱对他们是生死的问题。
For Christian life is the same thing. You feel God's love, and God's love you can pass it on. You can give it to someone.
基督徒里面也是一样的，你有神的爱，神的爱给你在你里面。
God promised when you serve love, when you serve love, God will give you more.
如果你把爱给出去的话，神会给你更多的爱。
That's why it is more blessed to give than to receive.
这就是为什么圣经上说，施比受更为有福。
So we are tremendously blessed because now we have the kind of love from God. Nobody have.
受了很大的祝福，我们有神的爱，这是别人没有的。
You think, hey, that's I like my husband. That's natural.
就想说，是我喜欢我爱我的先生。
Actually,
本身自然的。
If you are not Christian, I tell you, you can put up with your husband maybe to a certain point. But now you become a Christian, suddenly you don't know why you can put up more.
你知道，一般普通人来说，爱自己的先生那是很正常。但是你现在你有基督徒的话，基督徒的这个生命在你里面。
When you know the Bible,
可能你忍耐他一次两次是可以。
When you know him,
现在你可以更多了。
Now I know 5:5 chapter Roman 5:5.
罗马书第五章第五节。
Actually, God's love is in me. Now you realize.
神的爱在我里面，现在你能够明白了。
Then when you realize you have power, then you can use it.
你明白了。现在这个力量你就可以使用了。
I read a documentary.
我读了一个我看了一个
I watched a documentary, an elephant is huge.
我看了一个纪录片讲到这个大象，大象像很大。
If you tie up the elephant's feet to a post, since they were small, and they will never break away.
但如果你把象绑在一个地方，它的腿绑在一个地方，它不会。
Even after they grow up, they don't even know they can break it out.
如果它即使把这个象还小的时候就绑在那个地方，它长大了以后，它其实它有力量可以踢开那个，可以走掉了，但是它不会走。
They have the power, but don't know how to use.
它有那个力量，但是它没有去用。
Because they don't believe that.
因为它没有相信那个。
You have the elephant in you.
可以挣脱那个。
You just activate it.
所以你其实你就是那个大象，你其实你有足够的力量可以挣脱那个捆绑，你只是需要启动它。那个。
Don't be fooled by Satan.
所以不要被撒旦所这个欺骗。
You think it's naturally? No, it's not natural. When you start to love unconditionally, already the Holy Spirit working in you. But the Holy Spirit will not tell you, now I'm working in you, do it. Holy Spirit through your naturalness, the natural event.To do it.
当你自然而然去行的时候，当你行动出来的时候，那个圣灵他就会启动起来，他就会。
As a matter of fact, God work miracles through people without telling you.
其实神呢，通过他在行神迹呢，他是不会告诉你，他要准备要行神迹的。
So the naturalness of the natural event is not outside God's will. It's not outside God's miracle. God use people to do miracle even without their knowledge.
神通过人去行神迹呢，甚至那个行神迹的人本身都不知道。
Because that is what
神迹就发生了。
God wants us to know. We don't depend on miracle. We depend on the Holy Spirit.
因为是神要让我们知道，我们不是不是靠着这个神迹启示，而我们靠的是圣灵。
We depend on God's love. Depends on God. Depends on our salvation. Don't depend on the miracle.
我们是靠着这个神的这个他的爱，他的生命不是靠着这个。
God knows no good for us. Everything you ask for miracle, then you don't work, you don't do nothing. Every time you just sit around.
你不是说看没有看到什么神迹奇事，你就每天就坐在那里无所事事
？So the first thing you know.
所以首先一件事情，
你
要知道。
You have agape love in you, which
你有
the world does not have
在你里面，这个是世界上没有的。
You must activate it. You must use it.
你要启动它，你要
使用它。Don't waste it.
不要浪费它。
Because at the end, God will ask you.
因为最终呢，神会问你。
When you see God, hey, what do you do?
见到神的时候，神
问你。Oh, I make a lot of money. God doesn't come.
神说你做了什么呢？我说我赚了很多钱，那个不算数。
My house is in West Vancouver, $50 million. Doesn't come.
我的那个投资是在温哥华600万，那个不算数。
Yeah, I'm the CEO of the property company. Doesn't come.
我是在一家。公司里面的是 CEO 那个不算数
All this doesn't count What counts?
这些都不算数那什么算数呢
Let's look at that
我们来看看是什么
Because that's what you must do every day
因为这个是我们每天都要做的
That's what Jesus said Matthew 25
耶稣说的在
Matthew 25
在马太福音第六章
25
25 25章
31 verse 3125:31 talking about the sheep and the goat. the sheep and the goats.
就是那个
年年
往
生，
是那个山羊和绵羊的这个比喻。
When Jesus comes with his angel come to the world,
来了，然后
because that's the second coming, that's the final day of earth.
耶稣来了，跟着很多的天使一起来。
The new heaven and the kingdom will be coming too.
第二次来。
And Jesus will ask each of us.
耶稣会问每一个人。
You look at that, each of us.
看看这
31, 31.
在第三十一节。
Okay, that's okay. Stop right here. When the Son of God comes into his glory, angel with him.Everybody is in front of him. Nobody can escape.
当人子来的时候，有很多天使也在旁边跟他一起降临。
And the king say to those to the right, which is the sheep.
对，右边的人是右边的人是那个绵羊。
Who are the sheep?
谁是绵羊呢？
We all believe because Jesus is the shepherd.
都是绵羊，因为你们是服侍神的。
And nobody can take away the sheep from me.
没有人
，not even one.
没有人可以把这个绵羊给偷走，没有一个人。
And it says right here，
这里说了
，Come, you are blessed by my Father. Take your inheritance and kingdom prepared for you before the creation of the world.
蒙福的可以来承受那创世以来为你们所预备的国。
Now remember，
记住
，prepare，
说
，since the creation of the world，
你是在创世。以来就已经预备好了。
And Ephesians even talk about before that.
以弗所书也讲到说，在那个之前。
No matter what, before the creation of the world, or God already prepared your.
不管是怎么样，在创世以前，神就已经预备好了。
Have you done anything good to deserve it? No.
承受的，所以是因为我们做了什么好东西才有吗？不是的。
It's a gift of God. He chose you to be His children.
礼物，他拣选你作为他的。
You won the 649, you know that?
你中了649的这个彩票。
More than 649.
这是比这个649还更。
And the rich person have no God, they're going to go to hell.
就是如果不信神的人，他们会在地狱里。
The richest man in Hong Kong, they got sent to the hell.
在这个最有钱的人，就算是李嘉诚也没有用，不信主的话也是会。
I'm sorry, he is not children of God. I'm sorry, they don't have agape love.
很抱歉。
I'm sorry, God.They don't have God's love in them. They cannot give love. Doesn't count.
这个其他的都不算数的。
Okay, it says right here. You're blessed by my Father. He's totally blessed. Take your inheritance and prepare for you.
你是承受这个创世以来为你们所预备的这个。
Yeah, this is free.
这是免费的。
But at the same time,
但是同时
the Holy Spirit enable you to do something.
圣灵会在你里面会启动你，让你去做好的美善
的事。God create you.
神创造了你
，and also you are masterpiece. This masterpiece has a purpose, has a plan.
这个是masterpiece.
Masterpiece is a beautiful artwork.
杰作。
哦、oh, ，就是一个，就是我们都是神的这个杰作。
An artist, God said, you know, God is like an artist. He create a masterpiece. Each of us is a masterpiece with a signature on them.
我们就是好像这是一个很厉害的一个画家所画的他的杰作，我们每个人都是他的杰作。
We try to compare which one's best. God don't do that. God say each one though is a masterpiece.
我们想要比较谁的那个作品是更好作品，其实我们每个人都是神的作品，都是杰作。
Even John
就是 John 就是其中一个。
John always say, I'm just an ordinary person.
John 常常说
，To God's eye, he is precious.
但是在神看来，他是个宝贝。
He's special.
他是特别的。
Create for a purpose.
是有那个有特别目的的，神造了他。
Okay,
是
宝贝。
啊
，Jack 是宝贝。
God, Jack is precious in God's eye.
在神眼中 Jack 也是宝贝。
He may not be precious. He may not be precious in the girlfriend's eye, but he's precious in God's eye.
可能女朋友没有觉得他那么宝贵，但是神觉得他非常宝贵。
It says right here.
这里说了。
What did I do to deserve the blessing for the eternal life?
我做了什么才
inherit the kingdom? Not only inherit the kingdom,
能够承受这个继承这个神的国呢
？Anything in the heaven, I inherit.
就是所有的在神国里面的，我都可以承接。
What about the angel? Yeah, you inherit all the servant to the angel serve you.
那天使是怎么样呢？是的，天使也一样来服侍你的。
The angel is a servant. You don't want to be angel. You don't want to be God's children.
你不需要成为天使，你就成为神的儿女。
Then,
然后接着
the children of God ask God.
神的儿女到神的面前问。
30, where was it now?
After
34. Okay, that's 35.
35节这边。
I was hungry. He gave me something to eat.
这是王说的。他说
I was thirsty. You gave me something to drink.
他说我饿了，你们给我吃。我渴了。
I have no place to go. I'm homeless, or I wish somewhere you let me in.
我在那个流浪的时候，在客旅的时候，你给我地方住。
Like Mary, you know, she opened the prayer for his friend.
他把这个地方。打开来就
是。Maybe she thinks it's nothing, but God thinks it's a big deal.
他可能觉得没有什么，但是在神看来却是很。
And it's recorded in heaven.
大的一件事。
Because you do it for your brothers and sisters.
在这个天上来看呢，他是为弟兄姐妹所做的。
And I need clothes. You clothe me.
我没衣服穿，赤身露体，你们给我
穿。I'm sick. You look after me.
我生病了，你们来看过我。
Don't move. Move down. Okay. Don't need to move anything. Okay. I will tell you when to move.I was first, they gave me something to eat. I was stranger, you.
我渴了，你们给我喝。
I clothe, you clothe me, and you. I sick, you after me. I'm in prison, you come to visit me.
我在监牢里面，你们来看我。
Even the one who is in prison does not deserve it, we still visit.
就是在监牢里面的人，他们其实不配的，但我们仍然去看。
A sinful brother and sister, we still go to see them.
就是。
Or non-Christian, doesn't matter.
就是那些是不是基督徒都没有关系，我们仍然去。
The righteous will ask the law, when, where? I don't see you, Jesus. I've never seen you before. You know what did I do?
但是这个神的儿女，这个义人，他就问说：“王啊，这什么时候我给你吃的，给你喝的呢？”
39.
这个39节。
Move up. Move up 40.
继续到34节。
And Jesus said.
耶稣这边就说
I tell the truth.
他说我是在告诉你们
Now tell the truth is very important because every time Jesus tell you the truth
耶稣讲的实在告诉你的时候呢
I tell the truth
你要很注意听
Whatever you did for one of the least of this brother mine, you did it for me
你坐在这个弟兄中最小的身上呢就是坐在我身上的
Especially the one who does not deserve it
特别是那些根本就不配得的
Especially the one who is poor
特别是那些很糟糕的，很贫
穷的。Despite the one who is dirty，
就那些很肮脏的。
Who is sinful？
那些甚至很有罪的。
You did for me。
你是坐在我身上的。
Everything you do， you do it for。
每一件事你做的，就是坐在主耶稣的身上。
Every strange pass by is Jesus passing by。
是每一个陌生人走过了，你对你来说是陌生人，但其实他是耶稣从身边走过。
He put you a different situation to test you.
在不同的情况下来试验我们。
Then you can exercise your loving kindness. Continue to do that.
我们可以操练这个爱，
and
可以持续的去做，可以那个把我们的这个良善给活出来。
So whatever you do, work at it with all your heart as if working for God, not for man.
做什么就好像是坐在神的主的身上，不是坐在人的身上。
That's why Mother Teresa, when she interpreted this Bible, she said the Matthew chapter 25 actually is telling us one thing, most important thing in your life.
德瑞莎修女呢，她做的事情呢，也其实也就是受这个二十五章这里
面所影响
的。Mother Teresa
said, "You don't need to do great thing.
你不需要做很大的事情。
Do small thing with great love.
做小事情却以这个
We always look for great thing to do.
这个大的爱去做
But wrong.
我们总要想说做大事
everything you want to do
有多少有大事情去让你去做呢
God wants you to do small thing with great love
要让你去做小的事情用大的爱去做
When I'm hungry you give me something to drink
我饿了你们给我吃这是很小的事情啊
Right sometimes you know, when you're eating our lunch in the back you know, someone gave me a water you do it to Jesus
就是我们在吃饭的时候，有人给我递一杯水，这个一杯水就是坐在主的身上的。
When someone is a stranger, they out there, right beside the sky chain, you gave some something to eat.
当这个在 天车站旁边有一个陌生人，他没东西吃，你给他东西吃。
And you invite someone to your house is a bigger deal because you open your house.
你邀请一些人在你家中住。
Like Anna last week.
就像 Anna 上一次，她开放她的家。
Some are strangers. She didn't know.
有些来那个玩教会的，还是
对
他来说是陌生人。
She doesn't think it's a big deal. It's nothing.
她都觉得这是小事情。
But God said it's a big deal.
但神说这是大的事情。
God wants you to continue to do that, become your lifestyle.
希望我们继续持续去这样去做。
To continue to do good thing to each other.
持续的去做，在每个人的身上。
Because in the Bible, in the New Testament, that's a 100 times about love is about doing to each other 100 times.
就是上百次的讲到这个爱，就是要做在彼此的身上。
To each other.
在彼此的身上。
For one another, 100 times, because the Bible emphasizes fellowship and love each other as I love you, then they recognize you are Christian.
持续的彼此相交，彼此相爱，别人就能认出你是。
When you do that, you are already spreading the gospel.
你当你做这些事情的时候，你就已经在传播。
You don't have to say, hey, you're a sinner, you better go. No, you go to hell.
你是个罪人，你必须得信主。如果你不
信主，你要去地狱的。Most people won't listen to you. They say you're crazy.
你知道，大部分人都不会听你这个，他会觉
得你疯了。But on the
other hand,
when in front of that person, you help the person, you show the kindness to someone,
they
say, hey, who's this guy?
但是你却对一个普通的一个人，你却做一些很
eventually because you work in the same company, they find out you are Christian because when you take your lunch, you pray.
他觉得很奇怪，然后他后来才知道，哦，原来你是个基督徒，因为你吃饭的时候你祷告。
This way,
这个其实是更有效的。
Because you show your kindness.
因为你展示了你的恩慈。
Then Jesus said, when you show that, people recognize.
当你展示出你的恩慈的时候，别人能认出
recognize God's love,
认得出来你
in you.
那个爱在你里面。
See, God just wants us to do this thing.
这神要。
Are you doing it every day? You have to ask yourself.
我们有没有每天在做呢？我们得问自己。
You don't look around to say, "Do you do it?" No.
我们不是。
God asks you, each of you, did you do it yourself?
我们不是问别人。
Do small thing with great love.
其实神是问我们，我们做了没有
？Ava, 2 weeks ago. And she invited us to her house.
她邀请我们去她家吃饭。
We the whole evening, and Jack and treating us.
还有 Jack,
the small group.
好多我们。
Maybe she think, hey, this is nothing, but this important.
我们小组虽然对他们来说可能是小事情。
Important for the brother and sister to talk to have fellowship.
很重要，我们弟兄姐妹可以在一起彼此相交。
I'm from Hong Kong. Hong Kong people don't open house for anyone.
这样
nothing.
我是从香港来的，在香港人是绝对不会这样做的。
Too much trouble. Too much trouble.
不可能会开放家。
Either your house is small or big doesn't matter.
太麻烦了。不管是你的房子有多大
多小。Even big house even more. Because big house you make it beautiful. You don't want people to trample on your carpet.
大房子更是不可能，因为他说你这样的话进来把这个地板踩脏了。他
But as Christian, we must choose to be kind and loving, and also do goodness and continue to do that reliable.
就会选择这个恩慈，选择去做这样的一个事情。
If loving kindness and doing good without the faithfulness, without the reliable.Trustworthy, that's nothing because it won't last.
如果这个爱呢是不信实的，是不可靠的，只是一次两次，不是持续的，那个是。
That's why God's love is unfailing, is lasting, is always dependable.
就是神他的那个这个不仔细的爱呢是指意思就是说他是可靠的。
It's almost like your Toyota car is reliable, really reliable.
Toyota 牌的这个车子
But God wants you to be more than your Toyota.
神却是要让你比这个 Toyota 还要更可靠。
If your Toyota only 90% works,
如果
it's not a Toyota anymore.
如果你的 Toyota 车
it's useless.
只是90%可靠，那它就是
10% you cannot use.
那它就是不可靠的，因为它有10%是没法用的。
But as a Christian, we must be 100% too.
作为基督徒，我们必须得百分百。
Because we are more than a Toyota.
是可靠的。 我们因为我们比 Toyota 更重要，我们是基督徒。
God already gave you the power, the agape love in you.
已经给了力量在我们里面。
It's God's love. Other people don't have. The Holy Spirit give you to this. Because they don't have Holy Spirit, they don't have this love.
这对别人是没有的，因为他们没有这个，那神却给了我们这个。
The major thing of Holy Spirit is a spirit of love.
这其实最重要的这个神的这个礼物呢，就是神的这个爱。
In the theological school, you know, the most important thing you have to learn, the Holy Spirit is not other than in this life. The most important thing is the spirit of love and enables you to love.
这是圣灵的
unconditionally.
其实圣灵最重要的工作了，在我们的生命里面，不是别的，就是那个爱。
Love conditionally,
无条件的爱。
If you love conditionally, you don't have to be a Christian.
如果你是有条件的爱的话，其实你不需要成为一个基督徒。
Actually, I suggest you.If you want an easy life, don't be a Christian.
所以，如果你只是觉得想要过一种轻轻松松的生活，你不需要做一个基督徒。
You go to play golf.
你就去打高尔夫球。
And you just go to mountain biking.
你就是去那个山上骑骑车。
You say whatever you say.
你是想要说什么就说什么。
You choose to indulge yourself.
说什么，你就让自己好好的享受一番。
不是享受，放纵
放纵
indulge. But if we are God's children, we must be like God. We must have a high standard. We must choose love, choose agape.
神却让我们要去选择去爱。
Not only choose, we have to continue to do that faithfully.
选择，而且是
持续的。Every day, it becomes your lifestyle.
每一天都去做，成为我们生活的一个。
When you love, you must be kind. When you kind, you must do good. When you do good, you must continue to do that.
就是你爱呢，如果你有爱的，你就得要去有这个恩赐。你有这个恩赐的，你就得要去做这个美善的事。
Because God said,
而且要持续的去做。
Because God wants to aim at love. That's what Paul, the message of Paul, he says is, Corinthians chapter 13. We're going to take a look.
第十三章里面讲说，你要追求爱。我们一起来看。
Corinthians chapter 13.Everybody know that chapter, right? Love is kind, love is love. It's especially after when you marry, you have to recite.
大家都知道那一段，那个讲什么？爱是恒久忍耐又恩赐。就当你结婚的时候，其实都常常读。
But we forgot to read chapter 14, the verse first, because chapter 14, the verse first is summarized chapter 13.
但是我们其实忘了去读这个十四章的第一节那个地方，那个其实是反而第十三章的那个总结。
Corinthians, 1 Corinthians, chapter 13. Right? We know all this love.
我们都知道嘛，这个讲到这个爱啊。
At the end, what does it say?
16个特征，爱的特征。
And now,
13节
three things remain.
如今长存的有三样。
Faith, hope, love.
就是信望爱。
But the greatest is love.
但最大的是爱。
You should restart right there.
通常你都会停在那边，对不对？你其实最重要的那个最宝贵的你反而错过了。
And the 14th one,
那是第十四章。我们看第十四章第一节。
You must aim at love.
他说：“你们要追求爱。
”Make it your goal.
这个要成为我们的目标。
Why?
为什么
？Because love is the greatest. When you aim at love, love is the greatest gift.
因为爱是最大的礼物。
Not.About you know preaching,
不是说那个什么做先知讲
道啊，
这个。
Preaching only admire.
See that? 这是做先知讲道是其实很让人羡慕。
All the other things admire.
其他的。
But love means translation is pursue love.
但是他却说是追求爱。
Aim at love.
是把目标定在这个爱的上面。
And live a life of love.
就是有一个爱的这样一个。
Love become your lifestyle.
这个爱要成为。
Agape love. This is not. This word is agape.
这个爱是 agape 的爱。
You as a noun, right?
这个是作为一个名词。这个 agape
first, no, first, it's still first. First,
stop right there, it's okay.
Follow the way of love. And the best translation is the NASB is the
ASV 这个美国标准版的这个翻译
is the best because it says aim and love.
讲的是最重要的这个目标定在这个爱的上
面。King James pursue love.
这个钦定王这个版本呢。
You know when you pursue something, you know your life is totally commit to something. Hey, you pursue When I was 追求 in business, I pursue IPO.
你如果你在生意里面做这个你有个生意的话，你会追求上市这个公司的上市。
When you see a girl you really like,
当你看到一个喜欢的女生
，you pursue her.
你追求她
relentlessly.
就是绝不放弃。
Give all your money.
就把你所有的钱都投上去。
Even everybody say you are fool.
甚至是所有人都说你傻瓜。
That is what it means.
但这个就是他的这个意思。
The Bible wants us to pursue love, to aim at love, live a style of love means loving kindness, goodness, and faithfulness.
追求爱是就定在这个爱的身上。
That's the primary goal of a Christian life, because God is love. God is agape.
因为这个爱是 agape 的这个爱。
When Jesus first baptized, when he got up from the water, and there's a voice in heaven says, "My beloved son."
当他从水里起来的时候，有个声音对他说，这是我所喜悦的儿子。
That love is agape.
这个爱呢，是用的这个爱这个词是
agape, This is my agape son.
这是我的 agape 的这个儿子
Unconditionally I love.
是无条件的
And we are in Christ now. We are beloved of God. We are agape too. 我们也是
被神所爱的，也是 agape 这个爱。
So God love each of you not because you did something, you did nothing. Even you don't love him, he still love you.
神爱我们不是说我们做了什么，是你即使是不可爱，神仍然爱你。
That's why the return prodigal son, the father knows he's going to return because love can bring him back.
这个浪子回头的这个比喻里面就是讲这个父亲，他知道这个爱可以把他带回来。
God does not expect a return from you. That's called grace, which another Hebrew word is called rahim, but you don't need to study it today. It means God does not need you to return his love.
神不需要你去把这个爱回
in order to love
拿回去给他
in order to love you. God wants you to choose to love him.
God
choose to love him. Make a decision. Choice is the choice.
我们去选择去爱，这是一个选择。
This is not by feeling. Feeling you don't have control.
这不是靠着这个感觉。
Right? Really, feeling we don't have control. That's why in Greek there's a four kind of love.
感觉是不可控的。
In Greek there's a four kind of love in Greek language.
希伯来，不，在这个希腊这个文学里面，他们有讲的四种爱。
The other three is by impulse and by feeling, by emotion.
有三种呢，是完全是靠感觉的。
That's more human love.
这是比较是侧重于是人的这种爱。
The first is the eros. Eros is the love between man and woman.
第一个是 eros. Eros 呢，这个爱呢是在男女之间的这种爱。
Based on attraction and feeling, impulse.
完全是靠着这种互相的这个吸引，是这个完全是这个。
That's why we call this puppy love or infatuation.
所以这个就是为什么这个爱呢是一种
You don't have control over.
是不是可以控制的
Suddenly after marriage 10 years you say I don't feel anymore
你可能是你结婚了十年以后你就说
You walk away
我没感觉了
Some even after 10 days
你就走了
I don't feel anymore I walk away
甚至有些人结婚十年了就走了
One of my friends 2 years walk away when he came home one day the house is empty
我一个朋友他结婚就两年就没了
That's called
然后他回到家里面就看、
Human eros love
这个家里就空了所以这个就叫做 eros 的爱。
The second love is
第二个爱
is storge. Storge is a family love.
Storge 的爱呢是家庭。
It's conditional. He expects you to do something. He expects you to your parents expect you to do something.
他期待你做些什么。
Expect a return.
期待儿女你
Not all of them,
你要做什么
？But a lot of them.
不是所有的人都是这样。
Even the best, you say, "Hey, you're going to take care of me when I'm getting old."
但即使是最好的，也都会说啊，我老了，你就得要照顾我。
Nothing wrong with that, because you're willing to do that.
这不是说错了，因为这个是。
But that's conditional. This is not a commitment.
这是有条件的，这不是委身的那种爱。
And lastly, filial. Filial, you want to make good friend. The friend, you know, because you like it.
最后一种就是 filial.
Hey, I like this guy and make friends.
Filial 就是说，哦，这个人好可爱，我跟他交朋友。
Based on attraction and similar interests.
就是。跟就完全是有个共同的爱好，所以
But agape love,
you
know, actually when they wrote the Bible,
agape 爱就不一样了。
They couldn't find a word for the love of Jesus, sacrificial love with no return, unconditional.
因为你找不到一个词来形容这个耶稣的这种爱，他是无条
件的舍命的这种爱。
Then they
pick one of the words, Scott Charis or agape to describe it.
就曾经有用这个词叫做 charis 来那个形容这个耶稣
的爱。That's why in Greek literature, you have a hard time to find agape.
这就是为什么在这个希腊文这个文献里面，这文学里面很难找到一个词。
Only in the Bible means you can choose it. You make the commitment. It's not based on feeling. It's not based on attraction. Based on because you want to exercise kindness to the person.
这就是为什么在这个圣经里面讲的说，你去选择去爱呢，不是根据你的感觉，而是因为你选择去行这个恩慈。
The Bible said, "I'll give you."
圣经说，我给你
the strength to do that.
给你力量，你可以做。
I'll empower you.
我给你。
We have so many Bible talk about this empowerment of love, but we don't have time to read that.
其实圣经里面讲到很多是坚固我们的爱，我们却常常没有读。我们
That's why the Holy Spirit is important in your life because it enables you to love.
很重要，在我们的生命当中。
As long as you activate.
当你愿意去启动这个爱的时候
，Even you have it, if you don't activate, you useless.
如果其实即使你有，但是你不启动它的话，
like、elephant,
也是等于是浪费，就像那个大象一样。
My business in Hong Kong is same thing. We were in the telecom business, and we have a it's called a activation division. In there, there's 10 people there to activate the account.
就是在我们那个。那边也有一个叫做 activation， 就是那个启动的一个部门，专门有个部门。
The sales team out there, the sales team out there selling all these business service, you know, and then give them a new number.
他得要激活那个账号。当然那些销售部他们去处理那些销售的这些事情。
Then the customer have to call in to say, "Hey, I have this account. Please activate my card."
这个客人他得打电话进来给这个启动的这个部门，他的把我的账户给启动。
But you believe or not?
但是你
5% of people after they buy our service never activate their account.
但是你知道吗？有5%的这个客户，他即使是买了这个服务，他们却不启动他的账户。
We just 5% is nobody activate anything. They pay even $100,000. They forgot.
这是他花了几百的这个几千的这个钱，他们却忘了去启动他们的账户。
Same as our telecom card, they at least 6-7%. Nobody use it. They bought the card. They no use it. They also lost it or something.
就是我们那个通信卡。6-7%的人，他们就是一直就是不用，可能也丢了，还是就扔掉了。
Boy, God gave you
神给了你
the gift of God, put the Holy Spirit in you with power. You never activate it, my friend.
神给了你，把这个圣灵，把这个爱给了你们，但是你没有去启动它。
You never use it.
你一直都没有用。
It's becoming useless.
就变浪费了。
That's why.We'll continue on the Matthew chapter 25. At the end, those people, he did not activate God's love.
马太福音第二十五章这个里面讲了很多的人呢，他就没有启动这个爱。
And Jesus said, "Sorry, you cannot come."
对不起，你没法进来。
And you cannot inherit the kingdom because you never.Listen to me, obey me, to activate
神的国，因为你没有听我去启动那个账户。
My purpose in your life,
就是我这个关于这个生命当中的这个本身的意义。
The major plan of God for your life is to aim at agape love unconditionally, whether people want to give you return or not return, maybe people you like or not.We must live like Jesus. How Jesus loved us, we must love other people.
所以这在我们生命当中最重要，神给我们最重要的一个计划，就是我们要去爱，不管是别人会不会回报给我们这个爱都不重要。
That's why agape love fulfilled the law of Christ. The Ten Commandments are useless. All these Moses rules are useless. Just fulfill the law is to love unconditionally.
这个就是为什么说这个爱呢，就是成全了这个律法。
Not only unconditional,
那些律法呢，其实都可以退到一边去，但这个爱才是最重要的。
Not only unconditional, is continue to do good to other people, is continue to do good to each other, and continue to becoming your lifestyle.
持续的坐在别人的身上，持续的在彼此的身上去行这个爱。
And Paul summarized the whole thing for us. We look at Colossians chapter 3:12.
使徒保罗这里面有在提到。
That is something you must do now every day. In all order, I want you to inherit the kingdom of God. Inherit everything. God reward you. And God say, hey, you are a good servant. You come to enjoy.
神说你是好的仆人，你来。
Enjoy my happiness with me.
享受我的这个喜乐。
The last thing I want you to enjoy your whole life here. And when you go to heaven, God say, hey, you just buried to come into the kingdom of God.
但是如果你只享受这个地上的这个世界上的这个生活的话，你可能就勉强得救去了天上。
You don't have reward because you don't do anything.
你没有任何赏赐。
For Jesus.
你没有为耶稣做什么。
And you did not exercise his plan in your life.
而且你也没有启动他说的那些计划。
You look for the plan B, plan C, plan D. You forgot the plan A.
你可能只是看那些什么B 计划 C 计划，但是你们就没有去看那个 A 计划。
The plan B is to make money, plan C to be healthy, all these things, but eventually all this come to nothing.
Plan B 可能就是赚大钱， plan C 可能就是我要把自己搞得健健康康的，但是你却忘了这个 plan A。
Even exercise your health, you know, to become healthy, is not the major aim of your life.
即使是这种你要健健康康的，这个也不是我们生命当中的最重要的计划。
And love is the major aim of life.
神却把这个爱要我们作为我们最重要的计划。
The loving kindness is the major thing of life, hasad.
这个爱，这个恩慈。是这个
hasad。 We read two Bibles, then we finish.
我们来看这个。
The first thing, why we must love, because we must be like God. God wants us to be like Him. That His plan for His life.
神一样，因为这是神的计划。
For your life, to conform to the image of Christ.
我们要这个效法这个基督的样
子。The first time God declared His character,
神
is Exodus chapter 34:6.
在出埃及记。三十四章里面有讲到神要彰显他的品格。
So let Gloria find 34:6 Exodus
三十四章第
verse four
第四
verse six
第六节
Why we read this Bible? Because this is the first time God revealed His character.
为什么要读这段经文呢？是因为这是第一次神要他在在讲述他的品格。
The Hebrew really fear God. The Jewish really fear God because God is fearful.
希伯来人他那些他们真的是很敬畏神，在这个很惧怕神。
They never know God is love.
他们不知道神是爱。
But the first time when Moses asked God, show me your glory, he expecting God show him power.
他当那个摩西去问这个神，他要求神说你把荣耀显现给我看。
Or the creation of the universe.
他以为神会给他彰显，哇，神那个大能，他的那个很大的能力，创造这个天地的这个能力。但没想到
God's character of love.
说好第二天神要展示给他看神的这个荣耀的，神结果展示给他的是神的爱。
And God passed by, passed in front of Moses, claiming,
从他面前
the Lord is Yahweh, Yahweh. Because the Jewish know God only as Yahweh. Yahweh means I am that I am. I will be that I will be. God is everlasting. That's all they know about God. Suddenly.The first time they know God is compassionate and gracious.
这当然，他一开始讲了耶和华，耶和华，耶和华就是亚威的意思，就是意思就是神啊、就是昔在今在这个自有永有的。但没想到这个在耶和华这个名字后，一讲到神的品格，他就是有怜悯、有恩典的神。
Compassionate is with him. It happened 13 times. Gracious, same thing.It happened around 13 times. It means God is merciful, really, really merciful. And it means God loves mercy, not only mercy. He loves mercy, delight to show mercy.
神是很有怜悯的，神喜悦这个怜悯。
You must delight to show mercy. You cannot say, I just show mercy. You must love it.
你不是只是说我就展示一下，你得要爱这个怜悯。
Slow to anger，
就是不轻易发怒。
Remember, Paul talk about love is not to be angry.
Yes. 就是不轻易发怒。有丰盛的慈爱和诚实。
It's not easy to be angry, but actually, that's not the translation. The original translation is, slow to anger means the original.Means not anger. Actually, the original means God have a long nose, really long.
其实这个原文的意思就是神有个很长的鼻子。
The nose so long,
这个鼻子
His anger cannot come out.
他的长到一个程度，就是那个他的那个怒气呢，从那个鼻子头发出来，一直到鼻子的这个尾巴，太长了。
His nostril. God have a long, 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 eternal, nostril. Never get angry.
就是好像这个因为鼻子太长，所以他那个怒气就一直就没有发出来。
When you get angry, it cannot come out.
就是他甚至神发了这个脾气，因为鼻子太长，他一直。
That's why some
没有到达这个鼻子的末端。
Some translate to be patience.
就是另外一种翻译，就是说神的那个耐。
First Corinthians, Paul used patience, used the same word.
就是在这个哥林多前书十三章里面讲了这个。
I don't know whether your father get angry to you.
忍耐。
My father, I'm from.
不知道你们的父
亲是怎么。潮州人。
我爸爸是
潮州人。
潮州人
is very get angry easily.
潮州人是很容易发脾气的。
My father, when he get angry,
我爸爸他
all the nose, all these. What do you call that?
气的时候。
That's the breathing is becoming heavy.
他的鼻子呢，这个呼吸就很重。他就。
You can feel it. They don't have saying that. You can feel the nostril, you know, all the anger coming out.
你可以感觉到那个怒气就从他鼻子里面出来了。
Well, you know, you better run.
你就知道，你赶紧跑。
But God have a long nose.
但神有个很长的鼻子。
God show you, I have a long nose. You know, I can never get angry. Even one time, God say, I'm not man. I cannot get angry.
神甚至他，因为神不是人，他甚至就是。他的怒气就没有最后没有出来。
Okay, it's long suffering. That's why sometimes translate long suffering means.
另外一翻译就是很久忍耐。
很久忍，
就跟很久忍耐也是一个意思，也是同一个意思。
And the most important thing is this part now: abounding in love and faithfulness. That's herself.
这个是丰盛的慈爱和诚实，这个就是 herself.
Herself.
这个词的意思。
Abounding, not only love, abounding.
不只是有这个爱，而且是丰盛的
，pouring out，
是浇灌下来。
In faithfulness means you continue trustworthy, continue to do that,
就是持续的意思，就是很诚信，很有这个诚信。
Now you don't faithfulness important. I tell you, faithfulness very important because it always Psalm 85. You talk about faithfulness, love go hand in hand.
这个信实是很重要，在这个诗篇八十五。篇里面的讲的这个信实跟这个爱呢是手
牵手。It's like your two feet. You cannot walk with one feet.
手牵手的，你就是好像是
one foot.
它是两只脚在走的，不是一只脚在走。
That's why you cannot say I love and then I just love one time. No, love means continue.
这个就是
reliable, dependable.
不是说是只是爱一次两次，而是持续的。
As a matter of fact, faithfulness is
信实的意思。
In the Bible is it's called pistis, but in Hebrew is emet means continue
这个
without end, is even everlasting.
这个在希伯来文里是pistis, 然后在希伯来文是
everlasting is okay.
Everlasting, 就是在希腊文里面就是它的意思
是持续的。God's faithfulness everlasting.
对神的这个他的他的这个信实，这个 faithfulness 的意思就是持续的。
Means the love must be reliable, dependable, trustworthy, truthful, continue to do good. That is called loving kindness.
这个持续的这一个就是永恒的这个持续的这样的一个爱呢，才是
I don't have
才被叫做一个真正的一个怜悯的这样一个爱。
Not even a Chinese word to do that. It's only in Hebrew you can understand.
这个。中文都没办法完全描述，这个得要用。
Why is important? Because in the Bible, it happened 370 times. Love happened. You know,
370 提到这个。
How many times show up the love in the Bible and agape? Around 600 to 800 times. But faithfulness already holds 400 times. Just the faithfulness. We continue to do good, continue to love.
讲到这个爱，这个信使呢是讲到这个有四百次有提到。
God value your reliability, reliable or reliableness or dependableness, trustworthy. God value this.
神很看重你的这个可靠性，你的这种持续性。
Now we don't have time to read that in Matthew 25. Before the list, do it to me. Before that, it talk about one chapter talk about faithfulness. The person with five talent, the person with two talent, one talent, it's totally it's not how to invest money. It's about faithfulness.
就在这个讲到刚刚我们读的那个马太福音第二十五章那边讲到说，坐在最小身上就坐在我身上。在那个之前，他也有另外一个比喻，是讲这个暗财受托的这个比喻，有五千两的，也有给两千两，也有给一千两的。这个是讲的不是投资，但是讲的是。
It's not about understanding about how smart you are. It's about only one thing. It's about trustworthiness and dependability and loyalty.
这个讲的是说是。可靠的 是那个忠实的。
That's why these two come together. After talk about continuous, then you talk about go to visit people, give them clothes to eat, you know, and help the stranger. This must be continued. That you cannot do only one time.
所以就是说是给别人吃，给他喝，给他衣服穿，去看望他，这个都是持续的，不是
只是一两次而已。So I want to drill in your mind when you talk about loving kindness, must be come with 慈爱和诚实，就是 abounding in love and faithfulness. It means the faithfulness must be abounding too.
所以这个
continue.
这边讲到说丰盛的慈爱和这个诚实，这个诚实也就是应信实的意思。但这个说这个诚实呢，其实也是丰盛的，就是像安娜这样。
Or like everybody who continue to do that.
就像我们每个人一样，我们都
持
续去做。
God want you to live a lifestyle like this.
神要让我们这个成为这个生活的一
个习惯。Now why we do that? Because now we don't have time to read all the other things.
我们没有时间读别的。
God wants you to be like Him because His character, His nature is loving kindness and continue to do that everlasting. Then you must do it because you are God's children.
神是要我们去效法他，这样持续的去做，因为我们是神的儿女。
Not only that, He gave you the power of the Holy Spirit in you. You can do it.
这样，神他给了你这个圣灵，你使得你可以有这个力量去持续去做。
Your coworker right beside you, who's not a Christian, he cannot do it.
你的同事
cannot do it.
Cannot. 你的同事。
Cannot love unconditionally.
做不到，当你跟你
because they don't have the Holy Spirit.
他们没有
they don't have agape love.
他们没有这种
agape love is supernatural.
Agape 的爱是超自然的
It's from God.
是从神而来
Because you are God's children, you have that, but you don't use it. It's a waste.
因为你是神的儿女，但如果你不用它，没有启动它的话，那也是浪费。
Don't expect reward if you don't do that, but you still get saved. You know, God did not say, "Hey, if you don't return, you are not the children of God. You still are children of God, but." You are miserable.
你可能没有去行出这个爱的话呢，可能神不会说是你，就是虽然没有什么赏赐，但是你仍然是神的儿女。
Life is too short. You don't focus on the short time. You focus on the eternal time.
你不要去定睛在这个短暂的事情上，你要定睛在永恒的事情上。
Don't spend too much time on all these looks like useful thing, health, money, you know, and my house, my flower, my dog.It's a waste of time.
不要去花这个时间去这个太多了，在这个什么关于这个我的健康啊，我的房子，我的花、啊、
this,
我的狗啊这些。
All this is to serve God.
这些都是为了服侍神。
If you serve God, all this will serve you.
如果你去服侍神的话，这些东西都会来服侍你。
That's how it works.
这个是事情的本来是这样的。
Go on.Oh, last one we're going to read is.
最后呢，我们来。
What should we do daily? What shall we do daily?
我们每天应该要做什么？我们每天应该做什么
？Colossians,
哥罗西书
，Chapter 3:12.
第三章第十二节。
Colossians chapter 3:12.
哥罗西书第三章第十二节。
That's the last one.
这是最后一个我们要读的。
You are chosen people.
你是神所拣选的。
Think about
选民。
That. You belong to the royal family.
你属于这个皇族的家庭。
You're Prince William.
你是威廉王子。
You are Anna, Princess Anna.
你是安娜公主。
That's who you are. It's a real thing. It's a real thing.
这是真实的。
Holy and deeply love me, use agape, except in word. Agape is the word. You are holy love, you are deeply love.
你是蒙爱的，是圣洁蒙爱的。
God put you here for a purpose. 这是agape
的爱。
God put you here for a purpose to aim at loving kindness.
神把你放在这里是有个特别的目的的，
是有这个爱，有这个恩赐。So the first thing, clothe yourself with compassion, kindness.
所以我们去穿戴这个这个怜悯和这个恩赐。
And the rest we talked about that before, but the most important compassion kindness, it means compassion kindness means in Greek word is crystal. Crystal means compassion and kindness, same as agape, same as accept.
这个怜悯和恩赐的一个希腊文的词叫做 crystal. Crystal 的意思也就是这个 agape, 它意思是一样的。
Means you continue to do it, continue loving kindness,
意思就是
doing it,
你持续的去行出这个怜悯和恩赐，做这个美善的事。
God wants you to every day.When you get up,
先我们每一天
when you get up,
当你起床
not only you dress nice,
起床不只是穿得好看
you dress Armani,
你穿着那个
jacket,
那个
with a Hermes tie,
还有这个
Ferragamo shoes,
这个 领结还有那个
and for girl LV
名牌鞋子，还有 LV 名牌包包
Chanel or whatever,
还是香奈儿什么。
That's good. God say okay.
是很好。
You like beauty, it's okay.
没关系，你喜欢美丽，这是可以的。
But God wants you to do one more thing.
神让你做一件事情。
To dress spiritually.
就是要穿戴圣灵。
To dress spiritually.
穿戴这个。
With loving kindness.
圣灵里面的这个爱的。
Compassion and kindness.
恩慈良善。
Every day you prepare yourself.
每天你准备好。
To dress.On your new self, not the old self.
穿戴新的我。
The old self
不是旧的我。
Have no agape love in you.
旧的我
have no Holy Spirit. Nothing.
旧的我是没有圣灵，没有这个 agape 的爱的。
It's doomed to fail.
这个是实实在在是。
But the new self is different.
确定会失败的。
Because you die with Christ, now the Holy Spirit raise you up. He give you the power.
新的你就不一样的，因为你跟基督是同死同复活。
So every day you have to put on a new dress spiritually, which is the dress of kindness and loving, loving kindness. You want this to be short is herself, H-E-S-E-T, herself.
要穿上这个属灵的这个装束。
Means four things. You must love
herself, 这个
kind, good, and continue to do that.
而且这个就是爱。有这个怜悯，有这个恩赐，
mean.
你要持续的去做，这个就是他的意思。
If you're God's children,
这里说你是神的儿女，神这么爱你，
then you must be like God,
你必须得要像神一样去传递，把神的爱给传递出去给别人。
That's your purpose of life.
这是你生命的
目标
和意义，这些生命的神给你的这个计划。
My brother and sister, don't focus on plan B, plan C, plan D. That's nothing. Come to nothing.
什么B 计划 C 计划那些都。
I want to focus on plan A. When you focus on plan A, seek the first kingdom. All this will be given to you.
看重这个 A 计划，就是寻求神的果和神的义。
If you plan to choose to love, to choose to aim at love for obey God.
如果你选择追求爱。
When you serve God this way.
当你去
spiritually every day.
当你这样去服侍神的时候。
All things will work for you.
所有的一切都会
为你效力。When you work for God, all things will come together.
你为神做事。
God will cause all things together to work for the good of you.
万事都会互相效力，叫爱神的人得
益处。All things seems to be so easy because you serving God. God want you to serve Him, that He use everything, the whole universe to support you.
这一切都看起来，你看这多么。轻松的事情，你服侍神，这所有的一切都会全效力来服侍你。
That's secondary.
所以这个B 计划 C 计划都算不了什么，那些都不重要。
And in heaven, you will be rewarded. On earth, you will be taken care of.
在天上你已经有这个这个继承，在地上神会照顾你。
Because he who has God has everything.
因为有神的人就有了一切。
He who seeks God more than the gift he gives will going to get everything.
就寻求，真正是寻求神的人，他可以得着这一切。
So God wants to only do one thing.
So,
even you forgot about all the sermon, everything. Today, I just want you to remember every day, listen to Paul.
就是你可能今天。你今天可能都忘记了今天我讲到的这个内容，但是你要记住这个，就是这个第十二节里面讲的，就是说我是神的选民，我要穿戴这个属灵的
这个
装束，不是照顾自己，而是要去照顾别人。我告诉你，你会成为世界上最幸福的人，因为你做了大的事情。
God will do something great for you.
做了大的事情。
On earth as in heaven.
也会为你做大的事情，在地如同在天。好，我们一起来祷告。
Now when you pray.
Okay, 好，好，我来祷告。我来祷告。天父，我们感谢你。我们是你的儿女。我们是你尊贵的选民。我们都是王子和公主。
Amen.
主啊，我们是属于你皇族的家庭里面的成员。主啊，谢谢你给我们这样的爱。就像耶稣基督这样的爱，是阿加比的爱，无条件的爱，是愿意去行出这个恩慈，这个怜悯，愿意去持续去行的信实的爱，这个爱是丰盛的爱。主啊，我们感谢你，让我们能够在彼此之间能够行出这个爱的时候，主啊，愿这个爱也成为更加美好的荣耀的这个见证，让我们的家庭，让我们的身边的这一切，主啊，都变得更加的美好。这个美好不是我们里面有什么，而是你在天上给了我们什么。主啊，这爱要被启动，这爱要被彰显，这爱要被浇灌在我们心里面，更多更多的浇灌在里面，使得我们有更多的这个力量，能够去爱我们身边的人，能够成为更美好的这个神国里面的这个荣耀的见证。主啊，这是我们的 A 计划，不是我们去看重那些别的什么 B 计划和 C 计划。主啊，我们却要看到你的国要在地如同在天，要看到你的美好的这个心意在这个地上要被显明，在这个地上有许许多多的人在这个在这个困苦当中，主啊，有许许多多的人在这个世上，主啊，他们都在。在痛苦之中，主啊，但是你却在圣经上所讲到，就是说神在等候这个神的种子要被显明出来，主啊，这个世界在等待着我们，等待我们这些王子这个公主们要被显明出来，被显明出来就是这个爱要被显明出来，主啊，他们在等待，连动物他们都在痛苦之中，他们在等候着神的种子们要被显明出来，主啊，你来，你的圣灵在我里面做工，我们来启动这个爱，让这个世界变得美好，是因着有你的儿女的身份被显明出来。感谢主，奉耶稣的名祷告，阿门。